Today, on iOS Today, I have an app that lets you put bacon on everything. Leo?
And I've got my holiday gift card! Watch out, Megan! It's time for iOS Today.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
iOS Today is brought to you by Grammarly. Grammarly is a communication tool that helps people improve their writing to be mistake-free, clear, and effective. Start writing confidently by going to grammarly.com/iOS today to get 20% off a Grammarly premium account today. And by Casper, a sleep brand that continues to revolutionize its line of products to create an exceptionally comfortable sleep experience one night at a time. You could save $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/iOS today and using the promo code iOS Today at checkout. And by Eero. Never think about Wi-Fi again when you can have brilliant, hyper-fast, super simple Wi-Fi with Eero. And now, get total network protection with Eero Plus. Visit Eero.com/twit and get $100 off the Eero base unit, 2 beacons package, plus 1 year of Eero Plus when you enter the code TWIT at checkout.
Welcome to iOS Today.
I unwrapped all the presents under the tree.
Are you planning on giving these?
These are all things, not all, but many of these things are things I'm giving. And and I had to pull them out from under the tree. But I'm ready for my last time. Well, I wasn't here last week. Thank you to Micah Sargent for filling in. The week before, you did your gift guide.
I did.
I thought I'd do mine.
Yeah, and you really prepared for this.
Well, all it really was is going through my Amazon purchases and saying, oh, that's a good one. Oh, that's a good one. There's a lot of stuff here, but we should start with the bicycle.
Yes, the bike.
I am the most. I'm going to walk over here because.
Okay, I'll stay here. Yeah. The Rad City Step Through Electric Commuter Bike.
Yeah. So I first of all, everybody should buy an electric bike. It is the most exciting thing ever. The idea is it's a pedal assist. So notice, and in fact, these are treated as bicycles by most jurisdictions. In the United States, you can only go 20 miles an hour. 25 kilometers an hour. In some other areas, they're higher speeds, lower speeds. But when you buy an electric bike, you'll see these started in China. In fact, most of these motors, these are the hub motors, are from China. This is the brand I got here is Rad Power, but there are a lot of companies that make these. I chose Rad Power because they were among the lowest cost, but also I think they're really nice bikes. They're well made. This is $1,600 as you see it. There were some really good Black Friday deals. This one's sold out. They've got the 2019 models now. This is a Shengyi hub motor. A couple of things to know about electric bikes. You've got a big battery. You're going to be looking at the battery capacity and also the number of watts it can generate because that's going to determine how fast you can go and how long you can ride. This is about a 25 to 30 mile range, which is more than enough for me to get to and from work. A lot of people use these for commuting. They're like riding regular bicycles. You pedal them. In fact, the motor doesn't kick in until you pedal. But when you need to go up a hill, you can get a little oomph to go up the hill. When you feel like resting a little bit, you just pedal gently. I rode it over here, and people were looking at me because I'm pedaling, you know, kind of gently and going 20 miles an hour. It's pretty fun. So that's the motor in there. The earliest electric bikes, the motor was responding to the speed of the pedals. Newer bikes now respond to the torque, the amount of pressure you're putting on the pedals, and that's kind of what you want. So the pedal assist is up here. This is the screen, and it lets you set 5 levels of pedal assist. This is level 1, which is the lowest, and it goes all the way up to level 5, which is speed, power. 3 is standard. So 3 will feel like a regular bike. If you hit a hill, you might want to turn it up. The other thing most electric bikes have besides these switches is a throttle. So you don't have to, you still have to pedal it. The thing won't do anything unless you pedal, but you can throttle it up. Ooh, actually, I take it back. Yeah, it will do something unless you, so if you throttle it up, you can actually sit and ride up a hill, which is kind of nice. These are so much fun. This is the Rad Power City Step Through. Lisa didn't want anything. She said it was girly. So she got the Rad Power off-road version. They call it the Rover with big fat tires. They also make one that's designed for cargo. This has a really nice, I like the frame. It's real solid. And this has a really nice platform. But the cargo one has an even bigger platform. So you can strap a kit onto there, a bunch of kindling. You can even tow stuff. That's how much juice these bikes have. If you're a bicyclist or you want to commute on a bicycle, look at electric bikes. I'm very excited. Now, this is another one of my gifts. This is from Sporcis, Sporcis. If you're going to bike, you might as well play Pokemon Go. This is the Sporcis mount for your smartphone. You put the phone in there, and you can rotate it in any direction so you can make it look, you know, the way you want it to look. It mounts very easily on any handlebars. This was about, I think, $25. You got the price there. But that is a very handy thing to have if you're riding a bike. Have somewhere you can mount your phone. I'll show you one other accessory, but I'll come back over to you, Megan, to show you that. And that's the helmet. You got to have a helmet, right?
That's a nice helmet.
Why stop with a boring old bicycle helmet? This is from Lival, L-I-V-A-L-L. This is their fourth anniversary helmet. This is a Bluetooth-enabled helmet. So it pairs with my phone. As soon as I've got it on, you charge it by this. It's rechargeable. So it's got a little plug there that you can plug into the wall. So when you get home, you plug it in. And then it pairs the phone so I can talk to and listen to. Does not come with my name on the front, though.
Okay. That's... Why do you have your name on there?
So that when people run into me, they know who I am.
That's good. That's smart.
I'm a celebrity. No, I do that because the kids steal my helmet.
Oh.
And I know that Michael's not going to ride around with a helmet that says Leo on the front of it. As dorky as that is. It's just to keep them from borrowing it. Because this is an expensive helmet, about $150. Laval makes a variety of helmets. L-I-V-A-L-L. But I love this one. This, as I said, is their fourth anniversary. They were originally a Kickstarter for helmets. And this has turn signals on it as well. So you can put the turn signals. I haven't done that yet, but I'm going to do that. Put the turn signals on your handlebars, and then it'll blink, 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 blink. It also has a blinking light in the back. Let me make sure that's turned on so that you can be seen. I mean, really, it's very important that you be visible when you're riding your bike. So you notice I have lights all over it. I have blinking lights in the back. The nice thing about the Rad Power is their front light is powered by the battery. So it's got a nice bright LED, almost like a headlamp. So you really want to be visible when you're bicycling. And I love the idea of having turn signals on here as well. That's the Laval. This is the adjustment for size. One thing to note, though, they only go up to about 8 and 8.5 hat size. So if you have a big head, they have other helmets that are a little bit bigger. I'm very happy with this.
It fits your head.
Yeah, because I have a big head.
You do.
You know. This fits really nicely. And then you could tighten that down with the bolt there.
I have tried Bluetooth helmets. And what I like about this one that I haven't seen in the other ones is the voice.
Yeah, it tells you when it's connected.
You don't have to look. Is my light on or not? Like you would have
it says
it
on. It says off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like those Bluetooth speakers.
Mm-hmm.
Power off.
You hear that? So you can tell it's just turned the power off. So it's kind of like those Bluetooth speakers where it announces what's going on. And you're right, because you've got it on your head. You want to be able to hear it. I really like that. All right, what did I say was next?
You said next is the Billy Bass.
All right. I am not going to demonstrate this because this is a gift.
Oh, it is for me?
Shh. Oh. But you might say, well, wait a minute. We've seen this before. This is the Big Mouth Billy Bass that plays Don't Worry, Be Happy, right? Mm-hmm. No, my friends. This is the brand new Big Mouth Billy Bass that works with Amazon's Echo. OMG. Now, you need an Echo. So actually, in my next item, I will show the Echo you might want to get with this. You don't need an Echo with a speaker. But you do need an Echo. I'm going to ruin this for the giftee, but that's all right. See, there it is. And what it does, if you don't remember the days of the Big Mouth Billy Bass, is it turns and looks at you, and it lip syncs. Mm. So when the Echo says something, it'll lip sync, it'll play music, it'll dance to the music. This is really awesome. It's the return of the Big Mouth Billy Bass, but this time as an Echo speaker. So think of it not as an Echo, but as a speaker designed to pair to your Echo. And for that, you might want an Echo that doesn't have a speaker. And Amazon, unfortunately, I ordered it the minute it was available, but it's just shipping today. It'll get here tomorrow. Has a special new version of their Echo Dot that is basically a speakerless dot. And that is called...
The Echo Input.
Input, that's it. And so it's just a little disc. So what you'll do is you'll get the input. That's about $35. This is about $20 or $40. Mm-hmm. And you get the disc, you pair it to this, you put the disc wherever you'll be talking. There it is, the Echo Input.
It's designed to work with a Bluetooth speaker, so it's a perfect item. $35 for the Echo input, and then you bring your own speaker, in which case I would bring the Big Mouth Billy Bass, the speaking sensation.
I would do that, too.
I should really set this up. I just don't want to ruin it for Michael.
I know. I do that, too. I buy things for my kids, and then I want to show them off here. And
yeah.
Then, yeah.
I will after Christmas, okay?
Yes.
We'll give you a little demonstration.
Okay. What's next? The Sanho Hyperdrive.
Okay, USB so hub. This is a Kickstarter that you want to jump on right now. They just opened it up yesterday or the day before on Kickstarter. I have a lot of Sanho Hyperdrives, so this is just one of many Sanho Hyperdrives. This is an older one, but they're going to make them specifically for the Type-C iPad, which is really awesome. So this one's designed for the MacBook, but it's similar to what you'll be getting. If you order it right now, what's nice is you'll be getting it for, I'll put it this way so it'll look a little prettier. You'll be getting it for $49 instead of the list eventually of $99. Look what it adds.
Wow.
And so I've got a SD card, micro SD card reader. I've got additional power coming in here through the Type-C port and two USB-A, Type-A 3.1 ports. There is also one, and this one is for the MacBook, so it has two of these. It's not appropriate for use with the iPad, but it's the same company, Hyperdrive. Sanho makes a bunch of these. This one has also HDMI. So just check and see. This is a more powerful one. The nice thing about the one they're making specifically for the iPad is it has a bracket that will hold it onto the iPad. Again, that won't be out until January. So that's kind of a weird holiday gift. You could give somebody a printed gift certificate saying, hey, in January, you're going to get one of these. But I think everybody who has one of the new Type-C, this is a Type-C, not a lightning connector, one of the new Type-C iPads is going to want to get this to extend it. This is kind of the best dongle because it fits flush right on the iPad like that.
Calling it a dongle is a little bit of an insult.
It's not even a dongle.
Dongle is lame, whereas a hub is classic.
It's a hub.
A hub is classic.
Thank you.
A dongle is, dongle. I see you just brought your dongle.
Big deal. What'd you bring your dongle for?
A hub is what
so
I say.
If you've got a dongle, you're going to need some things to plug into it. And for that, I want to just show you, and these are more like stocking stuffers, but things that you can plug in to your hub. First of all, this is what I take traveling. You know, we've looked at a lot of different power strips for traveling. This one, to me, is the best because it's compact. This comes from Anker. It's their PowerPort Cube. So it has 1, 2, 3 plugs, but it also has 3 of Anker's IQ USB chargers. And these are smart enough to give you quite a bit of wattage. What's nice, it's only $20. If you're traveling out of the country, what's nice is you put an adapter on this, right? And this will work with the high voltage, 240 and 220. You put an adapter on this, and now you have regular U.S. plugs that you can plug into. I'm really happy with this. We have two of them, one for me and one for Lisa, as we travel around the world.
My parents are overseas for 3 weeks, and my dad just got that. He got that. He was so proud.
You're kidding.
No, he has the same thing. He got it. Yeah. I think he maybe even got it on sale. He was very excited about it.
Yeah, it's not expensive. One of the caveats, though, is, and some people want this, is it has an on-off switch for the chargers. And I maybe for this, too. It'll glow blue when it's on. But if, for instance, you're in a hotel room, you know, sometimes now they have hotel rooms where the power goes out when you take your key, right? Mm-hmm. You leave your key in the slot, and then when you take it, it goes out to save juice. That'll turn this off, and then when you put the key back in, it won't turn it back on again. Mm-hmm. So it's just good to remember you need to turn it on to start charging things. That's the PowerStrip Anker PowerPort Cube. 3 outlets, 3 USB ports with switch. $20. Not bad.
Who's going to get that one? Me?
No, this is mine.
That's okay.
Do you want one?
No, you gave me my Christmas gift yesterday, and I loved it.
Well, I'm good. I'm glad I chose it myself.
No, you did not. You had no idea what it was.
Anker is, as you know, one of my favorite companies. They're a Chinese company. Probably there's spyware. I don't know. But I still buy all of their stuff. They're kind of the Apple of chargers, right? And they're coming out soon with a gallium nitride charger that is really small. But until then, this is the one I recommend. This is their PowerPort 2. Again, now that we're in this USB-C world, you're going to want something like this. So you have a standard port, an IQ, one of these, what Anker calls the IQ Type-A port. That'll be for your iPhone. But for your iPad with USB-C, you really want a USB-C charger, and this is what we call PD, or power delivery. That means it is a fast charger for iPads and other Type-C devices. This is actually 50 watts. That means it's enough to keep your MacBook Air or your MacBook charged as well. A MacBook Pro would be slow to charge, but it would charge. So that 50 watts is a lot. So this is a nice compact adapter for charging 50 watts. It also has a light on it, which is nice, so you know if it's powered up. Anker does really great stuff. There's another company, though, I like. There it is. Yeah, high-speed charging. The other company I like quite a bit, by the way, $32.99 for that charger is not bad. A lot less than Apple wants for their 30-watt charger, which is not as good. This has not only a Type-C, it has a USB Type-A, and it's more wattage. It's 50 watts, so that's the one to get. Increasingly, I'm moving to Type-C. I'm pretty sure the iPhone's going to be Type-C at least in a year or two, if not next year. That means I can now safely go all Type-C everywhere. We were talking about these little battery packs. Everybody loves these. Mm-hmm. This is from a company called Aukey, A-U-K-E-Y. What I love about this, you can charge it with micro USB. I know we have a lot of the micro USB plugs lying around. But when you want power delivery, this is so nice. This is 10,000 milliamp hours. That's enough to charge your iPhone two times easily. You can even charge an iPad with this. And look, it has Type-C with power delivery, PD. Again, you're looking for PD, $30. And look how compact it is. It's about the same size as your iPhone. In fact, if you wanted to go out in the world and needed to keep the charger, you just could rubber band them together, and it wouldn't really be much bigger. I carry this in my backpack all the time. This is my new full-time charger. Micro USB in at 10 watts, USB-C in, so you can charge it with your USB-C. I really look for that. That also is fast charging. That's 18 watts. USB-C out, 18 watts power delivery, PD. And then the USB out has quick charge 3 if you have one of those Android devices and you have a Qualcomm device. So it supports all of the different things. You can charge an iPhone. You can charge an iPad with it. This is a really handy thing to have. There it is, the Aukey Power Delivery Power Bank, 10,000 milliamp hours.
Can I show you what I bought yesterday for my kids? It was on sale.
People love this. This is a great gift for anybody as a power bank.
Yeah, exactly. So I got the Anker Power Core.
Really nice. I like that.
Now they're $20. Yesterday it was something called Green Monday. I don't even know what that was.
They're making up names.
It's like today's Purple Tuesday. I don't know. But I bought three of these.
That's
for
a
my
lipstick
kids.
Size, which is nice. They could put that in their backpack. It'll charge your iPhone up once.
Yeah, which is all they need. They don't have more than that. But and then they don't have to keep stealing mine.
Lisa steals mine.
Yeah,
I didn't tell her about this one. Look at that. You could put it right in your.
Yeah, the family that steals each other's chargers together stays together. That's what we always.
She says you're in charge of the power banks. Okay. Yeah. I have quite a few because as time goes by, you want to upgrade these. Let's talk about cables, though, because what did he say?
In charge of the power bank.
I'm in charge.
Kevin always with the pun. He's got in the charge. Punny brain.
So I'm a kind of cable fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
I find the cables that you get from Apple break all the time. They're they're cheap plastic. They get bent and they break. The nice thing is they're cheap. This is an expensive $11 cable, but it's a USB-C to USB-C, so it's perfect for your iPad charging. You plug it into the back of that. And then it has a couple of features I really like. First of all, the cable itself is braided fabric. Those both tangle less and last longer. And then I love it that they include a strap.
Oh, yeah.
I will
nice
not
strap.
Buy cables now. And this is a nice leather strap that don't have straps. Because that way, you keep it organized. You keep it in your backpack. And this, so if you're going to buy the Anker, I would say instead of going to Apple and spending twice as much for their lesser charger and lesser cables, spend $11 for the Metrans direct compatible USB-C USB-C cable with the braids and the loop and the thing, and get the Anker PD USB-C charger. It's 50 watts. That's a better deal all told. That's a total of $44 for the two of them.
And it's a good gift for people on your list who might just go to Amazon and order whatever.
Yeah, exactly. These are good cables and good charge. The only thing to remember, and this is so crazy, but I have to say it, is that unfortunately, the way USB-C works is these are charging cables. They're USB data cables, they are not Thunderbolt. So if you have a Thunderbolt device, that's not Thunderbolt. Mm-hmm. So don't use it. Don't confuse it with a data cable, basically. It could be used for USB data, and it could be used for charging. It's fine for an iPad Pro because we don't have Thunderbolt on the iPad Pro. Mm-hmm. So there's that. Then there's one other cable I really like, and this is from a company you're going to hear a couple of name checks from this company because I like their stuff. This is Nomad, and I've shown this before. Again, this is the same thing, braided fabric cable. It has a nice rubber tie to put it together. But this is fantastic. Now, these are expensive cables. They're $30, but it's universal. Mm-hmm. So you have a type micro USB, the old school, and then that will either go into Lightning. And nowadays, Apple people, we got to suffer because we got all these different connections, or it'll go to type C.
We're really suffering.
We're suffering.
Don't suffer.
So this is a great cable for people who are in between, you know, betwixt and between. The only drawback on these is they're USB type A. Mm. That's why it's important when you get a power bank to have that choice of A or C. C is preferred when you're charging an iPad Pro, but A is going to be fine for a Lightning-based device or even one of your Android phones.
I love Nomad. They're a great company. I love their cases.
Well, we're going to show something else of Nomad's in just a second. But first, I'm going to go to the big ticket items.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready for the big ticket items.
Spend some money here. Let's spend some of your money. Oh, by the way, before we do that, I just want to thank you for your Christmas card.
Oh, you're welcome. Don't show your address there because that's I sent it to your home.
I was shocked that you even knew where I lived.
I know. Lisa told me.
Uh-huh.
Just this month.
I'm trying to keep that a secret. This is the cutest Christmas card. Happy forced family photo season. Look at Annabella. She does not.
No. I really, I force my family every year, and
I love your cards.
Because, yeah, Annabella, Marco had to be drinking a beer during the thing, and then Annabella took it. That's what's
I see that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really love holiday cards. It's my favorite thing about the season. It's like forcing social media into people's mailboxes.
Well, I love your holiday cards.
Thank you.
I always look forward to those. I won't show the other side, but it has
I wrote a little
thing, which I like it when people do the little story of the family over the year and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Also,
and yours is always very tongue-in-cheek, shall we say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get some big ticket items. This is if you really like somebody. If you already got them an iPad Pro, one of the new iPad Pros with a USB-C connector, you're going to definitely want to get them this $650 device. This is an Alex. And it was Alex Lindsay that recommended it from Sound Devices. This is our preferred choice for a USB microphone interface and recorder. This is the Mix Pre 3. They make a variety of these. This one, though, has three microphone traditional microphone inputs, so you can use real pro mics with these. What I love, and I had to check to make sure, this has a Type-C connector, and it will be powered. It can be powered. Should we try it? It'll be powered by the iPad Pro, so it comes with a battery pack. So you can, put in four AA batteries. It also, by the way, will record directly to an SD card. So you could put an SD card in there. But it will also become an interface to a device, and it has a USB type A as well as a USB type C connector on here. So let me watch this. This is so cool. You plug it into the iPad. I should take the battery out just to prove it, but you'll have to trust me on this. You power it up, and now the iPad is powering it. The reason I know is because the Sound Devices will complain if it's not getting enough power from the device. It's a mixer, so each mic has its own input. It can go directly into the iPad. It is expensive, but if you know somebody who wants to do a podcast, for instance, if you're doing videos, this has a little tripod mount, so you could put it on the tripod or even on top of a camera. It's light enough. It's small enough. It is a beautiful piece of kit, as Ian Thompson would say. This is solid metal. It really feels good, and I have found it gives the best, I think, really among the best audio quality. It's a USB Type-C mixer. And with cashmere mic pre-inputs and all of that stuff, it's really fantastic. And yes, it'll work directly with Twisted Wave or Ferrite or any of the programs you use on your iPad to record. Maybe next year, at some point, we could do a show on podcasting from an iPad Pro.
Oh, yeah.
Because with accessories like this, You've got an entire podcast studio. All you need is an iPad Pro, a couple of microphones, and you're good to go. That's the Mix Pre. I really love this device.
So you can either buy 22 of the Nomad cables or one of the Mix Pre.
I said this was the big ticket items. This is one that I recommend to anybody who's looking for a rugged camera. And notice this thing has a flotation strap on it because it's waterproof. This is the Olympus Tough TG5 point-and-shoot camera. This is dustproof. You could take it underwater. I've gotten some great underwater shots with it. It's got GPS built in. It's got Wi-Fi built in. It is a fantastic camera. Oops, I just turned it off. I highly recommend it. You know, I carry big cameras with me, and I even, you know, truthfully, with the Pixel 3, I'm pretty happy. But for a point-and-shoot, by the way, this does great video as well, that you could take underwater.
Underwater video?
Yeah. This is fantastic. Now, you have to be careful. Everything has to be sealed. Look, it even has a GPS logger as you move around. This is a really great travel camera. And you see they have seals on everything. This little lock makes sure that these won't open up while you're in transit or on a TV show. And that keeps the water out of it. I'm very fond of these. When people ask me, what's a rugged point and shoot that we can take on our trips, this is it. It's dustproof, but it's waterproof as well. And if you get the accessory kits, which I did, you might also get this flotation device to keep it from falling underwater. It's a great action camera. Really, really like it. That's the Olympus TG5, $400. Although shop around, as with almost everything I'm talking about here, you can get pretty good deals, especially this time of year. We didn't have any iOS devices in here, so I'm going to say, if you're going to get an iPhone, get the iPhone XR. I have the XR, and I'm so happy with it. And it's a lot less than a XS or a XS Max. It's kind of in between size. It's a little bigger than the XS, a little smaller than the XS Max. For a lot of people, it's just the right size. It starts at $750. If you have a family member who really wants an iPhone, don't be put off by the fact that it only has one lens. I don't think that makes any difference at all. That it's an LCD screen, not an OLED screen, that's fine. That saves you a lot of money. I think the XR is absolutely the sweet spot. Sometimes people are buying iPhone 7s and iPhone 8s, and they have deep discounts. The advantage of the XR is it's the current platform. It's the A12 Bionic chip. It's got everything an iPhone XS has inside. And that way you're going to have the longest future-proofing, because you're buying a current iPhone instead of last year's or the years before. So I just like that one. Should we talk about the Apple Watch?
Yeah.
That's an iOS show, right? Nomad, back again. They make some really nice leather watch bands. The one thing I think I'm really thrilled about with Apple is that they didn't make their watch band attachment proprietary. So there's a very brisk ecosystem of third-party watch bands. And it's very easy to interchange the watch bands. You just press a button and snap them in and out. This is one of the Nomads. This is one of the more expensive ones. This is their Shell Cordovan leather. That's a very fancy leather. This is your Horween leather watch bands, $150, which, as expensive as it is still is not more than the Apple watch bands. So I think these are really nice. The one little thing to say is they're stiff because it's real leather. And at first they'll be stiff, but they will quickly adapt to your arm. I'm really fond of the Nomad stuff. But if you want to save a little money, Apple also sells some very nice watch bands. We're fans of the hook and loop Velcro watch bands. Apple calls these the sport. You're wearing one right now. Mm-hmm. And they have some lovely colors. This is the black sport. This is the kind of the neon one. It's very sporty, easy to put on, and I think easily the most comfortable Apple watch band. And at $50, this is a reasonable stocking stuffer for people who don't want to spend $150 on a leather band. I think these are really comfortable. I like putting these on, and it's the sweatpants of watch bands. That's what Renee Ritchie calls them. Speaking of fun watch stuff, mm-hmm. I've mentioned this before, but I really love this. This is a $13 stocking stuffer. It is a Apple Watch charger. You'll be using your existing charging puck. You put it in here, and it's a little baby Macintosh.
That's adorable.
It's so dorbs, and you put it in here, you're charging your watch, and it's actually convenient because it goes into nightstand mode, and then it really does look like it's a little bit of a little Macintosh sitting on. This is how I took this off my bedside table. I just love this. They come in different colors, but for goodness sake, why would you get anything but the traditional
Apple
beige? Isn't that great?
I'm surprised they haven't come out.
$10.
Oh, my goodness.
$10.
I'm surprised they haven't come out with, like, an iBook, or not an iBook, but, like, an iMac or other old Macs.
They could, because this is just basically a silicone mold that they, I mean, it's $10 for a reason. There ain't much going on in here. And again, it does not include the charger. So you're going to have your Apple Watch charger and put it in there. That little puck, you're just going to go in there. Mm-hmm. This will not work with the other fancy chargers that, you know, people have. See, it just goes like that. It's very easy.
Yeah.
I love it. I am very happy with it. Finally, and I took this out from under the tree, too. Don't tell anybody. Okay. The Pokeball Plus. If you have a Pokemon Go player in your family, I know Kevin's coveting this right now. You know, there's the new Let's Go Pokemon, Let's Go platform for Nintendo Switch. So if you have a Nintendo Switch, by all means, get that one. Mm-hmm. But you can also get the standalone Pokeball Plus. Not cheap, $50, and very hard to find. But what you do is you wear this on a wrist strap, and you carry it around. It will automatically spin Pokestops. I know.
That's what I need.
I know. As you walked out, you do need that because you haven't. I took you off my friend list. You don't play anymore.
I run out of balls.
Well, this is good. So as you walk around, you don't have to constantly keep your phone out. Mm-hmm. You just wear this or keep it in your pocket. And then if it buzzes at you to say, hey, there's a Pokemon around here, you just press that button and it'll catch it. It does a better job than the little wristwatch one that they had. It doesn't waste all your balls trying to catch Pokemon. It's the same as a Pokemon Go Plus. This is the Pokeball Plus. Good luck finding it.
Mm.
Do they have it? Is it in stock on December 21st? You might be able to get it in time. And as you see, you can use it as a controller if you have a Nintendo Switch and you want to play Pokemon Let's Go. But you don't have to have a Switch for this. You can just use it to carry it around. I won't tell you who's getting that.
Okay.
That's a stocking stuffer. If you can find one. But I'm glad to see that they're going to have them by, what was it, the 21st? That's great.
That's good to know. Good.
That.
You can return whatever gifts you didn't want that you got and buy that for yourself.
And as you can see, I put this on the final show notes. Okay, I really am done now.
I know.
And that was because throughout the night, even,
yes.
I was adding stuff to my list.
Yay.
And there's still, you had the yay. There's still, I hate to say it, tons of stuff I'd like to show you. But these are some of my favorite things for Christmas and Hanukkah 2018. Thank you.
Do you know that Alago also has a watch stand that looks.
I saw that, Nintendo. Yeah, isn't that awesome?
Yeah. That's what Kevin wants.
Pretty,
but he doesn't have an Apple Watch.
That's pretty funny. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Alago's good. I like them. That one's a little more expensive. That's $15, but still.
Oh, yeah, because it's new.
Yeah, exactly. I think the Macintosh. The problem with the Macintosh is if you gave it to somebody like Milo and Huck, anybody under 25, they wouldn't know what that is. Mm-hmm. It would have no resonance for them. Mm-hmm. So it's only for people, old people like me, who remember the original Macintosh from, can it be 34 years, 35 years ago?
That makes sense.
1984. That's the 1984 Mac. Mm-hmm.
I was 11. I was doing a lot of...
Did your dad get one of these?
Yeah, yes. We had one,
I
was allowed to use it for papers or
so
just
you remember
drawing.
This. Yeah, but anybody under 40 or 45 is going to say, that's interesting. What is it?
What is it?
Lots of stuff to talk about. Happy holidays. I hope you enjoy your gift giving. I think we've given you a good price range.
I think so, too. That's pretty amazing.
Fun.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking me.
Or you could give someone a subscription to Grammarly.
Oh, that is, you know.
That's our sponsor.
I didn't go to there, but there are a lot of things you can do digitally.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this would be a great gift for a student. And if you write it all in work, and who doesn't, this would be a great gift for you. I have to say, when I first, heard about Grammarly, Lisa is a big Grammarly fan. And she said, you got to get Grammarly. I said, no, Lisa, my grammar is perfect. Oh, no, Leo, it isn't. Turns out, but it's more than grammar. And that's what I love about Grammarly. It's a communication tool that lets you improve your writing, not merely to be mistake-free, but to be more clear and more effective. And that's a really great thing. It lets you show your best self through your writing. It's on every platform. In fact, on iOS, they have a special Grammarly keyboard, which is awesome. There's a browser extension. There's even a desktop editor. They have a free product, which will review critical spelling and grammar, but I think you want Grammarly Premium, and we'll tell you how you can get a deal on that. It looks out for spelling. It looks out for grammar. But things like even things like not using the commas properly. Comma blunder is a big one. Mm-hmm. Advanced punctuation, structure. It looks at your style within context. Lisa sent out an email. She's known to do this. She's very businesslike, and she's very quick and communicative, and she doesn't, like, dress up her emails. And it said, you might want to soften this a little with a couple of please and thank yous kind of thing. I thought that was great. And mm-hmm. she took that, well, better than if I said it. Let's put
exactly.
it that way.
Yes.
It is, you get vocabulary suggestions. You get suggestions for conciseness. Look at that. This there's an example. Your sentence uses an informal construction with two subjects. So that's the kind of thing you might do in a kind of, if you write quickly, you do a kind of, spoken word, and then it will help you polish it up. I also love the readability index. So you can change your writing to be appropriate for whatever occasion. If it's a business proposal, that's one thing. If it's a, just kind of a casual blog post, that's another. If it's an academic essay, that's another. Improve your writing for every occasion with Grammarly. Use Grammarly to double-check important papers and documents. You love that email you get from mm-hmm. Grammarly. Track your writing skills and progress over time with Grammarly Premium. They send you an email telling you how much they, how good you're doing.
How much better you are than other people.
Like you use, your vocabulary is better than like 97% of the people in the world.
What I really like about Grammarly is the way they suggest things. This is just a suggestion.
Right.
Of, you have to mouse over it to see it. It's not in your face. And I like that.
It doesn't interrupt
better.
Your flow, but it's there if you want it, which is really good.
Right. It definitely notifies you if you've made what they consider a mistake, and then you can decide whether it's really a mistake or not.
Yeah. Exactly. Sometimes I want to write in a more colloquial fashion. Mm-hmm. And then for that, you can personalize your settings, too. You can customize it for the way you write. And you can even change the settings for different occasions. And it remembers new words. So if you use a word it doesn't know, add it to the dictionary and it'll know it from now on. This is such a great tool. Everybody should have this. And if you've got a student, what a great holiday gift. Go to Grammarly.com/iOS today to get 20% off a Grammarly Premium account today. Grammarly.com/iOS today. 20% off your Grammarly Premium account. We thank Grammarly for their support.
All right. So I have one thing that I want to show you.
Yay. I always like it's toy time is fun for me.
Yes.
As you know, I love these toys. Let's clear this out here.
This was sent to me.
That's a gift.
I'll let you wear it if you want.
Wear it. It's clothing?
It is clothing. This is the Enlighten Bomber Jacket with fiber optics in it.
Oh, that would be perfect for bicycling.
Yes, it would be perfect for bicycling.
Because really, honestly, nowadays, you got to really announce your presence when you're on the streets in a bicycle.
Exactly. Okay, so let me put this on.
I think it's your size. Look, it's got a USB cable in the box.
So it is a jacket that has fiber optics in it.
What? Does the whole thing light up?
The whole thing.
Oh, I want this.
Okay, so it's got these battery packs.
It wouldn't fit on me.
And you could try it.
Look at that.
You got to hold it down for about 3 seconds.
Oh, you're lighting up. It's not like blinding, which is good. You don't want to blind motorists.
Let's see, is it working?
Like the zipper, maybe not.
No, let's see.
It's really not blinding. It's really subtle. Do we need a power?
There we go.
Oh, it takes a while.
It does.
Oh, you're lighting up one sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
What? This is wild. I want to walk down the street in this.
Well, I believe that it was designed for raves.
It's spreading. Is it spreading? Yeah, no, it's on. It's on.
It's on. Okay.
Oh, you look like Liberace.
So I wore this to a holiday party over the weekend.
I bet you were popular.
I was. I was very popular. And it was mostly people my age that were like, is she having a midlife crisis?
What's going
wrong
on
with her? But then young people.
You turn on the lights, you can barely see it.
Yeah, you can't see
it. But once the rave starts.
Yeah, once the, so they sell, Enlighten is the company, and they sell masks, and I was like, what? Masks? And
Everybody wears masks at these raves.
How did you know that?
Yeah.
So It has, you know, LED lights, and then it's fiber optic material.
It's so pretty. It's changing colors, too. It's shifting.
And the you can also control it with an app.
You look like the future.
It is pretty cool.
How much? Is it really expensive?
It is really expensive. It is $329. I don't know. You might not think that's really expensive.
I want it. Lisa?
You know that.
Lisa, would you get me for this for Christmas? You're going to wear it to the Christmas, the Twit Christmas party, I hope.
Well, I hope, yeah. The battery life is supposed to be...
That's all right. I'll give you one of my battery packs.
Yes,
you can carry
it in the pocket. I wore it from like 7 till about 10, and then the battery started to wear out. So luckily, I always carry a battery pack.
This is going to go so well with my LED eyelashes.
Mm-hmm. I think they really, really will.
It's just going to be great.
I have been having a bit of trouble.
Oh, you can, even like a Hue light.
Yes.
You can change the color.
You can connect it. So connect it to the device to change the color, to turn it off, turn it on. Or it also listens to the music while you're
playing. No, it pulses to the music?
Yeah, so it would.
It is, it's doing it.
Only on one side, though.
It's pulsing on the one side. Whoop, whoop. Mary had a little lamb.
Yeah.
Little lamb.
You can't connect
little
both sides at once.
Lamb.
Which can be a problem. You can only connect one. Maybe that's.
Maybe that's because I'm a lefty.
Yeah. And you can change the colors. You can turn it off, turn it on. So yeah.
Now, how do you clean this thing?
It's waterproof.
What?
Yeah. They figured out how to make it waterproof.
Whoop.
So if you were riding around in the rain, it.
That would be so good for bicycling.
Yeah.
I would make that my bicycle jacket.
You want to try it on? It might fit you.
It's not going to fit me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is a women's small or medium.
Yeah, oh, that'll fit me. No sweat.
But, yeah.
Is this stretchy?
You want to try it?
I would, but all right. I have to take off all my mic packs.
It's a little bit loose.
So am I, so it's good.
I will tell you, though, I really did enjoy wearing it to the party. I felt like, you know, just everyone's always looking at you.
Oh, man.
And it doesn't...
This is the Kim Kardashian jacket.
It doesn't heat up. Oh, thanks.
It doesn't heat up?
No.
Doesn't get... Because it's LEDs.
Yeah.
Doesn't get hot.
Yeah. Maybe if you weren't wearing such a bulky sweater.
Oh, yeah. It's the sweater that's the problem.
It's the sweater, for sure, that's the problem. It fits.
Woot, woot! Hey, kids, it's Uncle Leo! Woot, woot!
So, yeah, I'm not sure. Like, I definitely think...
I can't feel my arms.
You could also order a backup battery pack for it if you didn't want to...
Okay, I think I need a bigger size.
Yeah, okay.
Slightly larger. You knew that, ladies small. Like, that would fit.
If you go to the website, Kevin, you will see the other things they have besides the bomber jacket.
Do they have giant? Do they have programmer size?
They have sleeveless. Oh, that one would look good on you. And a bra. You could, yes, the Firefly bra.
What the heck is she wearing?
That's only $180.
Firefly bra.
It's good if you go to like a...
So this is for the kids.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
This is for the kids.
Yeah. That was what I thought was so funny. Like, I just got... My friends were like, oh, that's... It's an interesting jacket, Megan. And then the younger people that were at the bar where we're at, they were like, where did you get that? I need it.
They sent it to you because you're an influencer.
I'm an influencer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the influencer bra. Did they say, make sure you take lots of Instagram pictures?
No, they didn't. It's from, it is a PR company that sent it to me.
How do you spell it?
Enlighten with an I.
I-N-L-I-G. Mm-hmm. That is really fat man in a little coat. Yeah. I'm slowly turning into that fat man with a little coat.
I also got a lot of comments of the people my age who were like, you should go to Burning Man and wear it at Burning Man.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen for me. I think my Burning Man days are over and I never went.
Over? Did you ever have them?
I never went.
No.
The days were there where I could have gone to Burning Man, but I didn't.
You know what I say, and it's a lie, but I like saying it because it sounds so pompous. I stopped going to Burning Man when it moved out of Ocean Beach, San Francisco.
Did you go, really, when it was at Ocean Beach?
Maybe I did. I don't remember. That's like, where it started. You know, yeah. They burned logs on Ocean Beach and they'd all dance around tribal drum.
That's like my parents. They said, we would have been at Woodstock, but we yeah. were having your sister giving birth
I was,
at the time.
Okay. I'm sitting in Warwick, Rhode Island, listening to the radio. They're jammed up the freeway going up to Woodstock, New York. Thinking, I was only 13, thinking, man, I wish I were there.
Really? Like you remember hearing it on the radio?
Oh, yeah. Oh. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
Everybody was talking about it. And then I was just listening to an interview with Roger Daltrey of The Who. And he said The Who, you know, The Who played a very famous set there.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have brought this up.
No, it's Iowa today and Woodstock.
And Leo's reminiscences. And he said, you know, he heard the same radio broadcast I did. Oh, don't go. It's too crowded. You yeah. can't. The freeways are jammed. And because it was on Alec Baldwin's Here's the Thing, which is a great podcast if you ever want to listen
yes,
to it. And Alec said, well, did you helicopter in like everybody else? He said, no. We got in a Volkswagen, we drove, and it was easy. It was easy to get there. We just drove up in the Volkswagen. So I guess it was, like all news reports, a little overblown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So what other news? Speaking of news, the Apple Watch, you can now take your ECG.
And when did that happen?
That happened while you were on vacation. Did you set it up yet?
No.
Okay.
Show me how, because I would really like to do this.
Okay.
Is there an app I need to install?
Okay. First of all, is your...
My watch is up to date.
Okay. And is your iPhone up to date?
And my iPhone, I'm sure. Well, actually, you know, they keep putting out iPhone updates, so let me make sure my iPhone's up to date. General software update.
While you do that, I'm going to take off
update.
The jacket.
Oh, it isn't. 12.1.1.
Yeah, I had to update
Do I need that?
You do. I can show you how to set it up.
Okay, so I will install this right now, but
yes.
but it won't be in time for the show.
Let's
so,
see.
Yeah, I saw all these people talking about it. I thought, how, when? Then I thought, well, maybe it's a beta. But it's not. It's available to everybody.
It's not a beta. Let's see. I know I took a video.
You know, it'd be great if you could tie that to the... your beating heart
yes.
to the lights in that in-light jacket.
Yes.
Boom, boom.
All right. Boom, so here boom. Is, we'll walk through the setup because I
okay.
recorded my screen.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Okay. I can watch this and then I'll be ready.
So you open up the health app once you've updated
yeah.
and
yeah.
then you set it up.
Oh.
So here, let's just pause this for a
Before
second.
Before the show's over, I'll be set up and I can show you whether I'm dying or not.
So set up the ECG app. That's so you do that. Oh, why
I noticed there was an Apple Watch update this week.
Yes.
Part of it?
Yes. But okay. you also have to update.
iOS
yeah.
and Apple
And
Watch.
Then open the health app and you'll walk through this, the results that you might see. Sinus rhythm is good. That means you're alive. AFib means
they,
you should
it's
worry.
They shouldn't really have to tell you how to read an ECG. That's the problem a lot of doctors have with this is, come on, man.
Right. So it cannot detect a heart attack or a blood clot. And so then you take your first one by just putting your finger on the button. And you have to hold it there for 30 seconds. Rest your arm on a table or in your lap. And it needs to be snug on your wrist. And it needs to be, if you say it's on your left wrist, it has to be on your left wrist.
Okay.
If it's on your right wrist. Then
so one contact is the one that's on the wrist. The other is the stem.
Mm-hmm.
And you
so
can
your
take
finger
an ECG.
And your wrist.
Nice. Oh, I just got a text from my mom.
Uh-oh.
She said, you could show this. A box containing lithium ion batteries just came. Is this from you? I said, yes, there's more in it than batteries, Mom. Open them all. That's the funniest thing now with boxes, because everybody's mm-hmm. scared about lithium ion. So if they ever mail anything, they have to have a big warning label. Contains lithium ion batteries. But she thinks that's all that's in the box. Like I sent her
just a bunch of batteries.
Yeah.
Why? All right. So shall I do an ECG on camera?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm holding
that's
it.
That's daring of you.
I did one yesterday and the day before, and... we'll see. I've got 21 seconds left. And I wasn't dying yesterday. I think I'm going to post a screenshot on Twitter of my ECG every day, just so everyone knows that I'm still alive.
Oh, this is really cool. So you could post it on Twitter?
Well,
nine,
I mean, I just
eight,
took a screenshot.
7, 6, 5, 3, 0. So now it's going to, does it, it doesn't read it.
Inconclusive.
Inconclusive.
I guess I'm dying.
Oh, it does read it. Oh, it does read
Call the doctor, please.
We don't know what the hell.
The ECG is inconclusive. It will still be, probably because I wasn't laying my hand on the table.
Probably because you were talking, too. I bet you're not supposed to do that.
Probably not. And not feeling well. And I could add symptoms.
You're not feeling well?
No, it's asking me if I'm not feeling well.
Yeah. So, a caveat, which I'm sure Apple puts there, but nobody will read. This isn't really, it's FDA approved, but this
dying.
Is, yeah, see, this is the problem. A real ECG has 12 leads, and even then, there's a fairly high false positive rate, well over 10%. I think it's more like 20% false positive. In other words, saying there's something wrong with you when there isn't. And I've read some articles by cardiologists who say, we're not thrilled about people taking their ECG with this two-lead system.
Oh, sinus rhythm. So I laid my arm down. I'm not dying.
You did it
62
again.
Beats per minute.
Oh, that's very good. No, you're okay.
This
first
of
all,
does not show signs of atrial.
You're not. That's 62.
I'm alive. I feel
you
so
don't.
Great
that
to
can't
be alive.
Possibly be your heart rate. 62 beats per minute.
I'm very healthy. 62 beats.
That's
per
like
minute
my
average.
Resting heart rate. How could it be that low? Aren't you doing a show? Aren't you nervous?
I was nervous.
Am I not making you nervous?
I thought I was dying.
What's going on with you, Maroney? Okay, well.
Oh, you scared the dog.
The dog? What dog? Okay. I scared the dog. Are you
I'm
seeing
so
things?
Glad I got to meet that dog.
Do you
been
see
on all the shows but this one?
A dog right now?
I'm dying. I'm just seeing that's
man.
What heaven is like.
You need to go to the hospital.
All right, so I don't have AFib. It's not really, this isn't really a joking matter. I'm sorry, but it is, there were a bunch of people on Reddit over the weekend posting their screenshots and asking each other if they were dying.
And
or
that's
not.
The problem. And no, loquacious one in the chat room saying that's stealing, the reason doctors don't like it, stealing their business. It is not stealing their business because what does it do? It says go to the doctor. It's giving them more business. What doctors don't like is that more people will be bugging them with nothing wrong with them. Mm-hmm. And the real risk, of course, and this is a risk with any ECG, is if it is a false positive and then you are given a treatment like drugs for AFib and you don't have AFib, that's actually dangerous. Mm-hmm. So I just want to point out that some think it's of dubious value. There are others who say, oh, no, it's going to save lives. And maybe it is.
Already saved some. Like it is. People have already gone to the hospital and the doctor has said, thank goodness you came.
Thank
in.
Goodness. So that's good. What you won't hear is about the other people who went to the hospital, were prescribed drugs and made sick. They're not going to post that on Reddit.
Or the people.
Maybe they
well,
will.
That's where they would post it, Reddit. But they're not going to.
Apple's not going to do an ad about all the people.
No, probably not.
So I don't know. I'm not against it. I think it's a good thing. But I think it's not the unalloyed blessing that Apple would like you to think.
But no. But I mean, people who suffer from anxiety, this could also exacerbate that for sure. But
yeah. So, look at Josh.
Serious.
Josh Windisch, our resident hypochondriac. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's been checking his heart daily and going, I'm sick, I'm dying, I'm sick, I'm sick.
Or he's probably sitting around like, should I check it? I don't know if I should check
it. Know.
I probably should I check it? I'm not sure if I should check it.
What this is really good for.
What if I find out I'm dying?
And I think is a recommendation. And we also showed the cardia heart, right, which did the same thing. It was a two-sensor heart monitor. We sent it to a doctor. Is if you have been diagnosed with or treated for AFib, like just Jeff Jarvis, this is a boon because then you can, if you, because the problem with AFib is sometimes it's symptomless. So you can check it periodically. And that is a very, very valuable thing. And that's why I'm sure the FDA, this is FDA approved. It's not like they're, you know, firing it out into the world.
Right. Well, it's FDA approved in that, like, but it has it was more easily.
Yeah, it's a special.
Because it's not going to save your life.
Right.
Like
it does make health recommendations. That's why the FDA has to approve it.
But, yeah. You know, something that's actually like a heart, the thing that you put inside your heart, the pacemaker.
It's not a pacemaker.
That has a more.
When they come out with the Apple Watch pacemaker, then call me.
I will. Well, hopefully I'll still be working with
you. And as Edison points out, no doctor is going to start treatment based on the Apple Watch. It's just going to. There's a debate in the medical community about these kind of general tests. Mm-hmm. You know, you can go and get a full body scan and all that. And generally the medical community, at least the doctors I talk to, say the problem with this is a lot of false positives. Mm-hmm. And people are starting to be worried about stuff they shouldn't be. And anxiety, as we know, and stress is, mm-hmm. is as bad for your health as anything else.
I agree.
Except smoking. So. Nothing's as bad as smoking. Don't smoke, kids.
And
don't go to raves. Unless you got that jacket.
I set up the alerts, so I
don't
have
to
take it. Did
you? Heart rate alerts?
Yeah, so that if I have
You're going to do
regular...
this every day?
No. If I... It's going to notify me if I have an irregular heartbeat or whatever. You can set up a... I don't know. I just set up whatever notifications it says to set up, and then...
What if you have a sinus headache? Is that like a sinus rhythm?
I don't... Yeah. Sinus rhythm is what you want. That's the good
thing. That's the good thing.
So yeah.
All right, I'll turn that on.
Yeah, go into the health app. That's how you get it. So yeah, I actually added high heart rate notifications to my.
I've always had that turned on.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's over 120 or it's under, what it was 50. 40 or 50.
Yeah.
Let me know, and I've never set it off.
Yeah, me neither.
They Even can. Though I guess it knows that you're working out because
yes,
it'll go over 120.
Movement,
when you're,
yeah, yeah okay. To your
oh, it's without movement. That's
yes,
right.
Like
if it suddenly spikes and you haven't mm-hmm, done anything.
And you're just sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
It knows if you're watching football because it's connected to the TV app. Just kidding. It doesn't know that.
Those stories crack me up. Should I talk about sleep?
Yeah, I feel like I need to take a nap.
I'm ready.
I thought I was dying and now I know I'm alive again. It's very stressful.
We had a mattress where... For the longest time, I was rolling off the bed. And Lisa wouldn't believe me. I was rolling off the bed because the mattress had become depressed. Mm-hmm. You don't want a depressed mattress. Yeah. Then we got the Casper mattress, and it's nothing but happiness.
It is. I love it.
Joy.
Mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it awesome?
I wish I
Here we are
right
with the
now,
Casper. It comes in a surprisingly compact box. That is a queen. No, is that a queen? Yeah, that's a queen-size mattress in that box. That's our guest room mattress. You open it up. They provide you with a tool. The thing that's amazing is I don't know how they do this. I would like to see the machine that they use to squeeze all the air out of it. Because as soon as you open it up, it goes up to full size. See that? How do you get that in a box? I don't know. And man, is it a great mattress. Casper is an online retailer. Premium mattresses. Oh, look at that. Oh, man, that's comfy. And notice I'm not rolling off. There's no holes in it. It's a sleep brand that revolutionized the mattress business by eliminating the middleman. And passing along the savings to you. They obsessively engineer these mattresses. The original Casper combines multiple supportive memory foams for a sleep surface with just the right sink, just the right, watch this, bounce. Plus its breathable design, which I think is really important. A lot of mattresses, you start to sweat because they don't breathe. This will keep you cool and regulate your temperature throughout the night. And we know that, oh, there I am with Sammy. Our kitty cat, she likes it too. Sammy likes it too. In fact, you are getting sleepy, sleepy. A cool mattress, cool sleep is the only way to go. The Casper mattress, you can buy it easily online. And by the way, it's risk-free. I know sometimes people say, well, I would like to try it. You can. In the right environment, in your home, on your bed, for 100 nights, sleep on it. If at any time in 100 nights you don't like it, you call them up, they come and get it. You don't have to put it back in the box, I promise. They come and get it, and they refund every penny. That's the real way to try a mattress. Free delivery, painless returns within a 100-day period. You don't have to lie down in a showroom. Shipping's free, and returns are free in the U.S. and Canada. They're made in the U.S. They are made with the highest environmental production standards. That's really nice for you. It also means there's no odor coming off of it. It doesn't smell like rubber or formaldehyde or anything. It's fresh. It's clean the minute you open it up. You know, I've had mattresses you literally had to air out. They even tell you, air this out for 3 days before you sleep on it. Not the Casper. Casper is ready to go the minute you get it. And you know what? You will want to, like I did, the minute you get it, you'll open the box and you'll want to take a nap. And you should, because you're going to love it. Get a Casper mattress today. Save $50 towards select mattresses going to casper.com/iOS today. CASPER.com/iOS today. Do use that promo code iOS today and save $50 on select mattresses. Terms and conditions apply. We love our Casper. No more rolling off the bed. Casper. CASPER.com/iOS today.
Feedback. Time for some feedback.
This is the part of the show I hate. No, it's always positive.
It is.
Isn't
I mean,
it?
Yeah, because I don't ever read the negative stuff. Only the positive stuff.
Mostly it's like, oh, bring Micah Sargent back. I love Micah Sargent so much. He's so good. Who's that Leo guy? Get rid of him, right?
Exactly. Yeah, pretty much. Okay, a couple weeks ago, we were asked about a coloring book app that didn't have a subscription fee, and you came up with a great one.
Which I still use.
Yes.
Okay.
To calm you down.
Yeah.
Menachem writes, I like an older app called Drawing Pad by Mirtha Designs. It's only $1.99.
Oh, nice.
It has lots of features. It has many coloring books you can download for free. It also has a full drawing app with many tools, and it has a sticker. It has a sticker type.
Oh.
So I downloaded it, and I do really like it. Drawing Pad by Mirtha Designs. Here's the...
That's actually pretty sweet. Now, but are there coloring books, or is it just...
There are coloring books.
But this is the drawing part of it.
Yeah, this is the drawing part.
Wow, this is beautiful.
Yeah, so you can...
$1.99.
The stickers, let's see.
Oh, this is the best. Thank you, Menachem. Yeah. This
look,
is fantastic. Love that.
Rainbow stickers. I played with this for a long time. The bookshelf, this is where your coloring books are. So
these are more kid-like. These aren't like adult
coloring
books. But I do
also just like the coloring pages, too. Well, they were asking for a kid. The person.
Yeah.
So you could color this scary clown.
This is good.
I could open cupcakes, and I can even, paint the stamps on these.
Heart cakes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much for that recommendation.
Very nice.
Now we have a voicemail from Brianna. She has a very specific question about a timer app.
Hi, Leo and Megan. I just got a new iPhone XR, and I'm hoping you can help me with something. I'm looking for a stopwatch app that will let me add a timestamp with the volume button that I can then view those timestamps later as a log. Ideally, I could let the screen go dark or the background of the app itself is dark. Thank you. Bye-bye.
No idea. I understand what she's saying. Maybe she's in a meeting and she wants to, maybe it's like when you're meeting with me and you want to record every time I say something awful and you just want it, she wants to just press the volume button. Say, there it is again.
Yep.
And she, obviously she wants the screen to go dark so the boss doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
There it is again.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find something?
No. I mean,
I've never heard of anything
The timer app, which is built in iOS, you can do a lap. So, every time there's a lap, you can say, okay, well, at, out minute one, he said something terrible. Minute two, minute 1.54. So you can do that. But that's the only thing. Like, if you turn it off, you can't, there's no way to set that. And I asked online about it, and nobody knew about it. She had an app. She just came from Android and had an app that worked on Android, which I think that's one of those things where Android will allow apps to have, access to the volume button in a way that perhaps
that may not be possible. Yeah.
Apps don't. Have so
yeah that may not be possible.
This is one that I wanted to ask the audience if they knew of, just to have a way to just use the volume button to just timestamp because maybe you're using a different app, like a video app at the same time or something like that.
There are lots of apps that will let you do exactly what you're saying, the lap recording, and here's an example of one that will actually do a graph of the lap recording. So the problem is I think you'd have to have it on the screen in order to do it. But every time you hit lap timer, or rather hit the button lap, it would then add that lap time. And so the graph would show all the times you've hit the button, but it doesn't do it in the dark. Now, this is an iPhone app, so it'll go nicely on your XR. If you keep your XR in the pocket, you just know to tap that, you're going to have a record of all the times, whatever it is you're recording happen in a graph. The only thing this doesn't do is that volume key thing. I wish it did, but I think that you're right. I don't think Apple lets somebody do that. That's why, that's the difference between Android and iOS. Mm-hmm. So this app is called Lap Timer with Graph. And there are, if you look in the store, there are quite a few things like this. This is from REO Factory. But there's quite a few that will do this. Here's one that just doesn't show a graph, but it'll show, times. But I can't find any, along with you, I can't find anything that will, the lap times are what she wants, but they won't do it by just secretly pressing the volume key. I think that she wants to keep that in her pocket.
Right. Or maybe she's in a dark room, a theater or something.
Yeah. Maybe she works for those, that app that tells you what's a good time to go to the bathroom on a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know that app?
Mm-hmm.
it's called Go Pee or something like that, where it gives you times. Like, it's okay, nothing's going to happen for the next couple of minutes in this movie.
Yeah.
So you, before you go to the movie, you check and you know. And maybe she's like works for them and has to sit in the movie theater. Mm-hmm. Okay, now would be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's, yeah.
I'm guessing.
Or she works with the boss that she's slowly collecting information.
I don't know where that came. Run P, that's the name of it. Thank you. Very useful. Very useful.
Mm-hmm.
P times.
All right, Steve.
We don't have that for this show. You can just pause it.
Yeah, you can just pause it because there's no good time.
Take us with you. We don't mind. We're not looking.
I'm sure it happens.
I don't want to watch.
I'm sure it happens. And that's okay. Wherever you want to watch or listen to us, I'm good with that.
Oh.
Steve in Albuquerque writes, I've recently switched back to iOS from the Pixel 2, mainly because I like the Apple Watch and didn't see a good Google alternative without getting involved with Samsung. I'd love it if you'd cover the notifications on the watch, as the only one I want at night is the AutoWake app waking me up in the morning, but I'm getting heart alerts, stand alerts, and who knows what else. I'm fumbling in the middle of the night just to shut it up. Steve, you don't have to do that. You don't have to suffer.
No.
You no longer have to suffer. What? Alarms work even when it's on Do Not Disturb.
Yes.
I do that every night. I use my Apple Watches and I set an automatic Do Not Disturb 9 p.m. to 7 a.m.
And I think it's in the settings whether alarms are included in that or not. I think you could say, I don't want to hear anything. I may be wrong, but by default, alarms go through.
By default they go. Yeah. I don't remember setting that on the Do Not Disturb. So you can even allow calls on your phone or...
You could say... If they're in my favorites list, they can call me or that kind of thing. Yeah. Do Not Disturb is really quite well done.
And
I don't think it says anything about alarms. I think it's just by default. But it says it in incoming calls and notifications will be silenced when the iPhone is locked. But I guess it doesn't say alarms will go through, but they will.
Yeah. Maybe it's in the alarms. Is there an alarms app?
And you see, I do the same thing, 9 p.m. to 8 a.m. I don't want to hear nothing.
Mm-hmm. I do it every night because I try to set my alarm for exactly 8 hours from when I put my Apple Watch to charge. So then I just set the alarm for whatever 8 hours is from then. And it's usually way before my Do Not Disturb goes off. And the alarm always goes off.
What's your alarm sound?
Ring.
Really? Ring. You like it? Because there are a lot of good choices.
On the Apple Watch?
Oh, you're using the watch.
Yes.
Yeah, see, my problem is sometimes people use the default, which is, that is annoying.
That might be what my Apple Watch alarm is.
So there's some more morning-y sounds if you want. This is, let's see, my favorite is this one, I think. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good way to wake up.
I'm going to change my Apple Watch alarm. How do I do that?
It's in the alarms.
An Apple Watch?
Oh, I don't know about Apple Watch. It may not have the capability. See, I think it's better than... The default is... Maybe that's what people need to wake up. That's like a real alarm clock.
Mm-hmm.
But why do that? You don't have an alarm clock. You have an Apple device.
Yeah, my... I always use the Apple Watch because I always use the Apple Watch because my phone has to be charged somewhere else besides by my bed, or otherwise I'll pick it up in the middle of the night.
But you wear your watch to bed?
No, I have a bedside table.
Oh, it's there.
Charger,
I see what you're
saying.
Yeah.
I put it on the charger at night, and I set the alarm for 8 hours from when I last. So maybe, I wonder if that's in settings, things I should know. What are you doing in there?
I'm just trying different alarm sounds.
Oh, that's really good.
That's a good alarm sound because it starts slow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of quiet.
Mm-hmm. Plus, it just reminds you of the 90s, which helps you wake up.
And then it gets a little heavier. And then pretty soon he's throwing up spaghetti on his mother's sweater or something.
Spaghetti. Mm-hmm.
That's a nice alarm.
It is.
Then if you didn't get up for the first 30 seconds, it starts to pick up. Come on now. Time to get up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Wake up. Yeah. You only get one shot. Get out there. That's a good alarm.
That is a good alarm.
I'm using that.
His palms are sweaty. Knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already.
Mom's spaghetti. That's not a good thing to wake up to.
I'm taking another ECG. Okay, so I just want to find out.
Kevin recognized that immediately. Kevin knew exactly what we were talking about.
Oh, I still have sinus rhythm. Still alive.
Sinus rhythm.
Just checking.
Oh, I guess I must have. Okay, now what do I do now?
Okay,
I
go open the health app.
Go open the health app. See, that's the thing. I would go into.
I know.
The watch app.
No, you
silly
go into
me.
The health app, and then you set up.
Oh, it even says it. Yeah. Now you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You'll have to enter uh-huh. your birthday in there.
Uh-huh. It's required because they don't want anybody under 15 to do this.
Oh, no, I think it's under 21 or something. It's because that's what someone tweeted.
Yeah, you have to be a certain age.
Yeah, because they said
you
that,
have to be an old person.
Yeah.
Because anybody younger, ECG requires electrocardiogram, continue. See, this is the problem is nobody's going to read this. AFib.
I read it all.
Inconclusive, continue. What you should know, it cannot detect a heart attack. See, did you know that?
Yes, because we went over this earlier in the show when I showed how me said it.
I wasn't listening. If you ever experience chest pain, pressure, tightness, or what you think is a heart attack, call emergency service. By the way, that is important because the faster you get to the hospital, the better your chance of surviving.
Mm-hmm.
Heart attacks and strokes are 100% survivable in most cases if you can get help fast.
Right, don't pause to take an ECG on your
So don't watch. Trust. It's not going to help. With a stroke or a heart attack or a blood clot or other heart-related conditions. All right, should I do it? It's going to take 30 seconds. Open the ECG app on your Apple Watch. I didn't even know I had one. I do
that's
now.
With your update, that's what you
I
have.
Do now.
There you are.
There you are. To take an accurate, your watch needs to be snug.
Is it snug?
Yeah, snug. Okay, now what do? I touch that?
For 30 seconds. Don't take it off. Don't lose your attention span. Don't take it off. Don't forget. Don't get nervous. Don't get tense. You're going to be fine. But what if you're dying? Now I'm scared you're going to be dying. And you're not talking. I love this. Do this all the time because I just get to talk and you don't interrupt me. This is amazing. What? Oh, did it start? You
it
took your...
stopped due to a poor reading.
Uh-oh.
I shouldn't have laughed.
Laughing.
Liam. Oh, screw it. This thing's stupid.
You're scared you're dying, aren't you?
Yes. There's the other kind of person that's not a hypochondriac that doesn't ever want to go to the doctor or find out any bad yes. news yep. and just says, look, if I'm dead, I'm dead. What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. We have more questions, but I'll save them for next week because we've just had too much fun today. And but before we get to our app caps, I would love to talk about our mesh networks.
Oh, you have an Eero at home?
I do. Mm-hmm.
You know, more and more, it's like everybody has Eero. It's like the one. So for a long time, people suffered with bad Wi-Fi. When Wi-Fi first started, it was great because you had like one computer, one maybe a phone. Maybe the neighbors didn't have it. It was great. But then the neighbors got it. There was lots of Wi-Fi, a lot of interference. And suddenly we've got more and more devices like our Echoes and our Siri HomePods and stuff. And all of a sudden, the Wi-Fi is just slow, and you can't watch a movie without buffering. It's just terrible. That's because in the modern high-bandwidth world, our single router model just doesn't work. It's a problem. It's like asking a light bulb in your living room to light your master bedroom. It can't be done. So we are turning to Eero and the distributed system. This is what we've had at work for maybe 10 years. And probably your office has too, but it was never easy. Usually took an IT professional, and people just didn't bring it home. Well, now you can. With Eero, you can install an enterprise-grade Wi-Fi in your house, and it's really easy. You don't need an IT professional. You just put the Eero app on your device. It'll walk you through the process. You plug in those beacons. See, those beacons are great. They actually have a little hall, like a little nightlight. So I put them in my hall. And you spread those out, and the app will help you do that to spread your Wi-Fi out. Again, it's like putting a light bulb in every room of the house. And you can then manage your network from the palm of your hand, so you'll know exactly what's connected, when, where there are issues, even if you're not home. For instance, I'll launch my Eero app because I can tell how my mom's Wi-Fi is doing, which is pretty darn awesome. So this is our house. You see 27 connected devices. That's because nobody's home. It'll double when everybody gets home. But I can switch networks to my mom's network, and I can see how she's doing. She's got five Eeros, but only seven devices. if she says, hey, my internet's not working well, I can check in on her. And then I'll show you the best part, Eero Plus. Eero Plus will scan for malware, block threats. This is on my mom's network. Blocks ads, has content filters. I haven't turned those on for my mom because, but for the kid. And what's great is you can say, these are Michael's, these are the kid's devices, and have the adult blocks, the content blocks on his only. You can pause his Wi-Fi. I have it set up to go off at night on school nights so he doesn't stay up late. When you get Eero Plus, you also get additional features. I turn on the ad blocking and the advanced security for my mom. She doesn't know it, but I do. I don't turn on the safe filters, but you can have safe search, adult, illegal, or criminal and violent content blocked. That is really nice. Let me go back to my home network because I'm curious now to see if we've how much that Eero Plus has been blocking on my home network. So it's done how many scans? This is for this week, 75,000 scans. That's incoming email, incoming websites. Haven't had to block any threats. 1,700 ad blocks. And this is nice when you have a teenager. Zero content blocks. No problem. Of course, it's only Tuesday. I just love it. Eero's offering this as an additional subscription. But when you put the Eero Play, I think this is great. I mean, I am really a fan. And of course, Eero is constantly updating. So all the security threats and stuff are automatically patched. When you add Eero Plus, you're really protected. I feel so much more secure. This is the kind of strong enterprise protection we have at work, we now have at home. They've got a database of millions of known threats, so you can't accidentally visit a malicious site. It will tag sites that contain content you don't want your kids to see. It's just, this is what you want. This is what you want. Never think about Wi-Fi again. Right now, we're going to give you $100 off your Eero base unit and two beacons package. That's the three-unit package. That's what I recommend for most homes. Plus, you'll get a year of Eero Plus. So $100 off, you get the three units and a year of Eero Plus. But you have to go to eero.com/twit. This is a holiday gift for you. Eero.com/twit. Enter the code TWIT at checkout. You'll never hear that dreaded, hey, what's wrong with the Wi-Fi again?
Or unless you turn it off because they've done something wrong.
Oh, yeah, I get that at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
10!
Eero, what's wrong.
Eero.com/twit. Enter the code TWIT at checkout. It's just a no-brainer. I know you're suffering. Don't suffer no longer. Get your Eero. We're so happy with our Eero. And I know you are, too. Mm-hmm, and nice. I gave you all the other guys, and you ended up getting an Eero, which I think mm-hmm. is fascinating. Because mm-hmm. you had to buy that one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I did, yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. She had all the other guys' stuff free. Mm-hmm. Didn't use any of it.
I did, but it wasn't good enough for my family of five and all of their band of friends. All right.
I lost my necklace.
Thank you to iLover in the chat room for sending us these lovely holiday. I know there's a button.
I should warn epileptics not to watch this episode of iOS today because I'm going to set off.
Okay, let me push my button.
All sorts of alarms.
There we go.
Who sent us this?
iLover.
I love you, iLover.
No. I wish it had a little voice saying if mine's on or not.
We're so spoiled.
Lights on or not?
I even now have the Christmas tree. On that iDevices thing.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
Is this on? Okay.
Yeah, turn the light off for a second, Kevin, so you can see the magic. Yes.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful. I look like the Statue of Liberty with these things
amazing.
On.
You look amazing.
Amazing. All I need is the jacket, and I'm ready for a rave. Oh, if you push it again, it blinks?
Modes. Does mine
it's
have modes?
It's got modes?
No.
Loads of modes. Oh, my God. Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, that's good.
So there's a solid on, which is kind of flickering. There's this, which will make you nauseous. And then there's this one, which looks like festive holiday lights.
Yeah.
I got to do that to Festivus this one, too.
Festivus for the rest of us is what you look like.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Are they off?
They should do this to the Statue of Liberty.
There we go. So why are we wearing these blinking things?
Because they're awesome.
Awesome? Did you just make up a new word?
They're awesome.
So thank you for sending us these. We really appreciate them.
I feel like you got ripped off a little bit.
Well, I love it. It's just subtle.
Thing. I'm wearing this to the TWIP Christmas party.
I have an inner light that shines, so.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. So why are we doing this?
Because they're caps.
It's app cap time.
Yes. Okay, you know how much I love bacon, right?
There's no app that will give you bacon. There is a bacon vending machine at the Ohio State University.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
The pork department provided it.
Oh, well.
First of all, I've learned two things here. One, Ohio State University has a pork department. Mm-hmm. Two, that you could put bacon in a vending machine.
Does it come
it's
out?
Cooked.
Oh, like jerky?
The students love it. That's all I hear.
I love bacon. I don't eat bacon. I'm a pescatarian, but...
Well, how can you love it?
That's my point. Some people think that just because you don't eat bacon, it means you don't love it. I love it. I mean, I wasn't born a pescatarian.
What, do you love looking at it?
No, I just love... I still remember what it tastes like. It smells like. It's
delicious.
Well,
isn't that enough to get you off the silly pescatarian thing?
No, because pigs are adorable.
Oh, they are. It's sad to eat them.
They are adorable.
I try not to think about Wilbur when I'm eating my bacon.
Okay, well, that's good. I want to...
Never name your farm animals, kids.
Yeah, never name your farm. I wanted to... I'm getting a little distracted.
That's the sad thing that happens when you're in 4-H.
You name your farm animals.
You name your animal, and then you have to bring them to market.
We should all name our animals.
Yeah, then we'd eat fish.
Mm-hmm.
But don't name your fish.
Yeah, well, fish, yeah.
And then, if you name your if you don't name your fish, don't name your eggplant.
Mm-hmm. I was going to show you this wonderful video of a pig taking a bath.
I'm just
but
stalling
my
for
not
her.
Working. Okay, so, Bacon.
I'm so sad that we can't see a... What is this?
This app is called Bacon.
You're offering bacon to a tomato or a pan.
Yeah, so you have to put bacon on things. So
don't put it on an apple.
You're going to put bacon on an apple.
Oh, whoa, that's funny.
Yeah. Okay.
What's going on here? Do you have an ejector pan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Are you trying to fire it over the apple?
No, it has to land on the apple. It's not an easy app. Ah.
Bacon's slippery.
Bacon on the apple. I can take a... I can take a picture of me putting... So let me show you for
what
a minute.
What the heck is
the
going on here?
I put bacon on. Let me find my bacon
can
album.
Can you put here bacon on your friends?
It starts easy. You can put bacon on a cheeseburger. You can put bacon
that's where
on
it belongs.
Pancakes.
Not on
bacon
an apple.
On America.
America.
Bacon on Napoleon Bonaparte. Bacon on inspirational quotes. Bacon on a pretzel.
This is the strangest thing
bacon
I've ever
on
seen.
Fire. Bacon in the ballot box. I had to get it in the hole.
Bacon on fire.
Bacon on a candlelit dinner. Bacon on a cat. There we go. That's much better. You can see that. Bacon in the toilet. What is this? So is it my... You can't really see. Why? Bacon on a handsome cowboy. That's me in
How'd you get in there?
I know. This is a great game. Bacon on pig.
Is this the new put a bird on it?
I guess so. So let's, you want to play bacon on the grocery list. Put bacon on the grocery list. Oh, it's got, did you hear this?
What is on that list?
Broccoli, bananas, chocolate, lasagna, and Brad.
So.
I didn't know you get Brad at the store now. That's awesome. This is hard.
It is hard. Some are easy, some are hard. I think you had to swing it to that way and then flip it. Oh,
whoa. Second chance. Third chance. This is like pinball almost with slippery bacon. Okay, I think they should make a pinball machine with slippery bacon.
There we go.
See, that's raw bacon. It'll be a lot easier if it were crispy.
Okay, let's wait. Let's fry it up then for a while.
What? You can?
Oh, it fell off. Hold on.
Try to get it in the pan first.
No.
That's making me... My ECG...
There we go.
Oh, my ECG's through the roof already.
This app is free.
It should be. Worth every penny.
It has ads, but I removed the ads by downloading another app of theirs called Tin. No, I forgot what the other app was.
That's actually a clever idea.
Yeah.
Put the ads in another app and then never open it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, it's bacon. About physics, don't you think?
No, that's not physics.
I feel like if I
You muscled it up. Look at that. Not only that, you got a rainbow.
That's bacon.
That's bacon.
Put bacon in cappuccino.
Yeah. This actually is kind of fun. I might play this for breakfast since I haven't had a piece of bacon in years.
Oh.
Oh, in the cap.
Put bacon on
an open fracture.
That's dark.
That's really creepy. I, by the way, do not recommend this.
Why not?
Well, I think medically this is not an approved procedure. But let me check my watch.
I think I need to be easier on this. Let's. Okay. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. You got just a gentle.
Gentle. That's flip. How you put bacon on a fracture. Ooh. Okay.
Probably don't want to cook it and then put it on the fracture. Oh, oh yeah. Just a little tippity tap.
It's really disturbing. I hope someone just turns the show on right now. Just has to wonder what's happening.
What's happening?
Okay.
I should never have gone to that rave. Okay, I'll put the bacon on the pan. My arm's killing me.
I don't think I know how to do it.
Bacon on the open fracture.
Start more left. I love how they're well-actually-ing me from...
Well, actually...
They're mansplaining the bacon.
Mansplaining your bacon.
Oh, I love you guys, obviously. When the bacon is to the left, who's left?
As it swings. No, it's the other left. That's the right. So as it swings now. Oh, so close. Really close. I think John had the right idea, but execution failed him. I like how it slides down your arm.
That's what would really happen.
Try not to think about the fact that you've got...
Swing before it hits.
Piping hot bacon on
your
wound.
Oh, that was really bad. Swing before it...
You know, actually, if you had a thick cut bacon...
This would work with veggie bacon much better, I think.
Oh, that's not bacon.
Oh,
now you have bacon thumb. Yeah, not even close. You're going backwards. Oh, yeah, that's good. This is a little hippity hop bacon.
Oh, what are those bones?
That's bones. It's an open wound.
This is the hardest level.
Don't do this anymore.
Okay. I almost got it.
You're making me queasy.
All right. Should we get to your app?
Is it Bacon Simulator? I think it's good.
It's just called Bacon.
Isn't it funny how this is an incredibly simple game and yet...
You can't stop watching.
It's kind of fun. Yeah.
It's incredibly fun.
Oh. It does actually... Bacon on an open wound. Yeah. Where's the opera? I thought there was going to be opera.
There was opera. Didn't you hear it?
No. Oh. On the Moai statue. That ain't going to be easy.
Meanwhile, we're...
It's the same... I'm telling you, the same skill you need in pinball. You hold the ball, then you release it.
Oh, okay, hold the ball.
Now, tell me the truth. Milo showed you this game.
No, I saw it. I just found it in the...
Feels like the
store.
Kids would like this.
Yeah.
My son played Doodlebug for years, and this... Oh, my God! You definitely have to share that on social media.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Twitter.
Tweet that sucker.
Yes. What should I write?
I was able to put bacon on Moai.
Ear bacon.
Bacon. So good. What is the song?
It's beautiful.
I don't think anybody's going to understand that tweet, but that's okay because, well, frankly, this is smocking bacon.
It's smocking bacon.
Smocking bacon. That's what you should have said.
Thank you. Hopefully, put bacon on everything.
Oh,
bacon, the game.
I love the opera.
The game that... You have to download. I apparently had already downloaded. It's called Super Type. Did you recommend this at some point? I could not even figure out this game, but But that's the game that you have to download in order to, and I don't know what.
It's the same idea.
Yeah.
Not to.
I could not figure
that's actually
out
kind of
this
funny.
Game, like, at all. So Supertype is the game you download to get rid of the ads on Bacon, the game.
Are there ads on Supertype?
No.
No.
But maybe you pay for it. I don't know. I'd already downloaded it, so who knows?
I think it's funny that you already had it.
Yeah, I know.
So this is a funny app cap because it has history.
Mm-hmm.
I recommended this app cap, and I know this because I have an entry for it, on the very first show you were on. On iOS Today.
Really? That was the first... Oh,
so,
look at me. I was a baby.
April 6, 2015, Megan's first iOS Today.
Yeah, I was 20 then.
You were only a child. You were barely of age. I like it that it even has a little app map there.
Yeah.
This is day one. And I'm sure you've heard of day one, but if you haven't tried it lately, it has been much improved over the years. It was always a great journaling app, but it has gotten better and better and better. I just feel like this is really finally going to be the app that there's a man under my sink. This is going to be the app that gets me journaling more. First of all, Day One has an app for every Apple device, even Android now, which is great.
Every Apple device, even Android.
Even the Apple Watch. So I can journal from my Apple Watch. I can write an entry or I can, and it would be more useful, record an entry. I can also start recording activities and other things. This is something relatively new. This is day one, too, which has just come out. They do an activity feed. So even if you're too lazy to journal, as I often am, its activity feed will pick up your calendar, your exercise, your motion, your location, your images, and make, in effect, a feed of all the things you've done. That's just to begin with. It will also let you journal, of course, and that's a lot of fun. It's got journaling in a variety of ways. You can journal just plain text. By the way, there is a Mac version of this, but I think it's made for the iPad Pro. So that's the iPad Pro text field. But you don't have to use text. You can also take a picture. You can record something, and soon they're going to allow you to do video as well. It's backed up, which is great, and it's encrypted, which is really great. If you're keeping a journal, it's pretty, you know, private, right? A journal is a very personal record of your life. And you may be a little worried about putting it on the internet. So, and you'll have to decide how you feel about this. Because, of course, you're going to be storing it in the cloud. It syncs to all your devices. So anything I do on my watch will go to my iPad, to my iPhone, to my Mac. You have to buy those separately. Or you can subscribe to Day One Pro, which I would recommend. Right now it's $25, normally $35 a year. So it's very affordable. I want to support the continued development of this because they are just doing a great job. And one of the things they've done recently is they've added strong encryption. So by default, it's encrypted on the servers. It's encrypted in flight. It's HTTPS. But by default, they have access to it. And that gives you more features. For instance, you can use if this, then that and automatically post stuff. When you tweet something, it will automatically add it, for instance, to your journal. But if you want, you can use strong encryption that only you have the key to. It takes away some functionality. If this, then that can't work because you don't want to give them your key. But it keeps prying eyes away. They had it even audited, which is a really impressive. The auditors found a couple of things. They fixed those. There's a couple more. You can read up on it on the Day One site. This is getting better and better and better. I wish I'd had Day One, at least in this form, from Day One, because I would have loved to read. It's fun, for instance, to go back and see that you started on the show and have a picture of you starting on the show. Day One is great for storing everything. It works with Siri shortcuts. So you can say, you know, record a moment. You can automatically have it go to anytime you take a picture, you can have it go to Instagram. It'll link up to Instagram or Foursquare. Doesn't currently do Twitter or Facebook. I don't know if that's a choice or if they plan to add that in the future. It has a very nice dark mode. I think this is just a spectacular way to keep track of your life, even if you don't say, I'm never going to journal. Even just the activity feed alone is enough. It actually is a great way to keep thoughts. They're going to add blogging capabilities, so I'll be able to take a post here and put it on WordPress, maybe adjust it. One of the reasons I really am gravitating to this now, as you know, I quit social media. Mm-hmm. And what I realized, and I think this is not just me, I think Elon Musk and President Trump might also be doing this. When you have this social media, you tend to put the stuff that you should be putting in a private journal in public. And Instagram, too. You're putting stuff out there because you kind of want to remember it and talk about it. But honestly, put it in a journal where it's private. Elon, do me a favor. Put it in a journal where it's private. And then you can pick and choose things to tweet or to Instagram. In fact, as I said, it's automatically Instagram if you say Instagram that one. So you can pick the stuff that goes public. I spend a lot of time in public on our shows, so I don't feel like I'm hiding in any way. But honestly, my life has been a lot better without any social media. I don't read it. I don't write to it. But I do still have that urge sometimes to say, I want to say something. Maybe something that's more personal, not appropriate for one of our shows. Maybe stuff that's super personal. I really want to just kind of remember this. I love this. They're adding features all the time. And that's one of the reasons I'm really happy to pay the $25 or $35 a month, extra. That's very affordable. App of the year. I know you've heard of it. I just want you to take a second look at it because it has gotten better and better. And I've been using it a lot more. This is an example. We talked before about having a travel journal. That's the other thing I realized with the postcards I sent from my trip. Really what that was is a journal. I shouldn't have been mailing that out. I should have put it in day one and then selectively maybe instead of sending 17 postcards, sent out of one or two, right? So this is, I know you journal and you do a bullet journal. You do a handwritten journal. So maybe this isn't, if you like to write, this might not be for you. But boy, I have to say, especially because of things like the activity feed, the if this then that integration, this has really become great. One other new feature, you can print a book. So if you have a great journal, you can have multiple journals. And what I would suggest actually is you have a super private journal that you use full encryption on. That's where you put the stuff you don't want anybody to see. You have a semi-public journal, maybe even have a public journal. You can also say, I'm just going to have a journal of all the movies I've seen. Or I know people who do that, record all the movies and their thoughts about it, or all the books I read. And you can do that, and you can even print books directly from day one, which I think is really cool, too. He's doing some great stuff. So if you're one of those people who say, well, I like the idea of having the convenience of journaling from my iPad, my iPhone, my Macintosh, my Apple Watch, but I also want to print a journal, you can do it. You'll get a diary. You know, dear diary, you can have that diary. You can go back in time. You can say, what was I doing on this day in other years? It automatically, when you create an entry, let's do that right now. I'll create a new, let's see, I don't want to create a new journal. I'll create a new entry. When I create a new entry, it automatically adds the weather. You can't see it here, but it adds the weather. It adds the location. All of this you can turn on or off. It'll put the location on a map. You can tag it so you can say, oh, I'm going to put all my travel stuff in one place and then search through the travel. This has all the features you would ever want. It's the reason why a digital journal, I think, is better than a printed journal. And it still gives you that ability to have a written journal. I'm just really a fan. Day one, it is, if you've looked at it before, worth looking at again. And I think it's well worth, it's on sale right now, the $25-$26 for the year. I guess $25 for the year subscription. Normally $35. It's well worth $35 a year. Dayone, two words. You'll find it quickly. It is, as I said, it was the app of the year. They've picked it many times at Apple. But I'm just so impressed with how much better this app is getting. It's just fantastic. Lots of nice features. The integration of Siri shortcuts, the activity feed. It'll use Face ID or Touch ID to lock it so people can't get into it if you want. They're just doing a great job. Couldn't like it more. Day one by Bloom. Bloom built a software company in Lehigh, Utah. It's really just one guy. And I'm trying to remember his name. I want to give him credit because he's done such a nice job of this. Day one. If you go to dayone.me, you also have a web version of this. So really, it's what a journal should be, which is accessible anywhere, anytime.
Paul Maine.
Well done, Paul. You rock. You just rock. I mean, I love the ability to, you know, the map, the weather, Every entry has a little map entry.
It looks like there's more than one guy, but they all
maybe they've got a team by now.
Team.
But it's a small team.
We all wear many hats.
Yeah,
they the just culture here
it's got to be more than one guy because it's done so well. If you just want an example, read the post about encryption on day one. It's in their support pages about how they do their encryption, how they had it vetted, which is expensive and it really is a step beyond and is something I recommend anytime you're going to use anything where you're putting something really personal. You know, I've always said if you put it online, you're putting it out in public. So that is something that I think for me and for a lot of people, I'm not sure I want to use a digital journal that's stored in the cloud. But he's done everything right to make sure that it is private, including end-to-end trust no one encryption, which I think is really fantastic. Day one. Mm-hmm.
That's our app caps, and that's our show. We've done it.
It's a long show today, but I had many toys.
Yes, I feel like I want to buy a lot of those things.
I know. You should come over to my house. I have lots more to show you.
For the man who buys everything,
I guess I should put this in my.
He likes.
I should put this in my day one, should I? See, this is my antidote to social media is to start doing stuff in your day one. Instead, let me flip it around and then
I poked you.
That's great. Now it's in my journal.
Megan's right? Last day on iOS today.
Yeah. So I got your first day and I got your last day.
Just kidding.
Megan's.
I hope.
Last
I don't want it to be my last day.
Day. No.
If it is my last day, it wasn't my choice.
Happy holidays. They have a lot of formatting features and stuff, too. It's really nice. And see, this will put the weather and their location in there, too, automatically,
okay. So
which is really cute.
Years from now, when we forget, was this the old studio or the new studio or the...
You know, I think maybe it's partly my age, but I wish I'd done this before. But look, when you write a journal, nobody's going to read this. You're not Samuel Pepys.
No, because they're gonna have my unauthorized biography
of me
to read. Yeah.
Well, this will be notes for your biography.
Yeah.
But honestly, what this you're writing the journal for, I think in most cases, is for your future self, mm-hmm. for you to look back on. And I figure, you know, about 20 years, I'm going to be just sitting there lonely, thinking, "What have I done with my life?" And now I'll have a record.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that'll make me feel better. No,
remember
it's
when
fun.
Megan talked to me?
Yeah, when she still liked me. Day
right.
one.
We're
done.
We're done. iOS Today records every Tuesday at 9-ish a.m. Pacific.
9-ish.
You can watch it anytime. Anytime you want.
On demand at mm-hmm. twit.tv/iOS.
And all your podcast catchers. Send email to Megan at twit.tv if you have questions. We've got lots of them and lots more. We love to see your faces, so send us a video.
Those are always great.
Yeah, or just
your voice is good, but face is better.
Yeah. Or just send us your selfies of you, what you're doing while you're watching, because I'm sure you're doing something else.
Or if you've got some special headgear.
Yes. Yeah, we want to see if you have your own personal app cap. I'm sure most of you put on a cap like we do, right, to watch the show.
You should be wearing a hat when you watch the show.
Send us your app cap selfies.
iOS. So it's Megan at twit.tv
Megan
is probably
twit.tv.
The best
mm-hmm.
thing. Thank you for joining us on iOS today. Hope you got some great gift ideas. Happy holidays, and we'll see you next week. I'm not throwing this.